San Diego's housing market, $950,000 median, a supply crisis, and a bearish counterargument worth hearing. The latest closed data for San Diego County's real estate market shows a June 2026 countywide median home price of $950,000, up 4.4% year over year. Detached home inventory stood at roughly 3,047 active listings, down 26.1% year over year, translating to just 2.4 months of supply. A balanced market, in which neither buyers nor sellers hold structural advantage, is generally considered to have around 6 months of supply. At 2.4 months, sellers retain significant leverage and competition for available homes remains fierce. Mortgage rates compound the affordability challenge. The average 30-year fixed rate, tracked at 6.49 to 6.71% in the most recent weekly readings. At 6.7% on a $950,000 purchase with 20% down, a buyer faces a monthly principal and interest payment of roughly $4,900 before taxes and insurance, a figure that substantially narrows the pool of qualified buyers. That pressure has not collapsed demand in San Diego's market the way some economists anticipated, but it has meaningfully reshaped who can participate. New supply is entering at least one East County corridor. KB Home has opened Townsend, a new three-story paired home community at Mission Gorge Road and Aubrey Glen Drive in Santee, with prices starting in the mid-$700,000. Models and a sales office are open for walk-in and appointment tours. The community falls within Santee School District boundaries and sits near Highways 52 and 125. State legislation such as SB 79, designed to add density near transit corridors, is expected to expand supply over time. But the pipeline from policy change to completed units typically runs 5 to 10 years, offering little relief to buyers active in today's market. The conventional interpretation of that inventory data, that scarcity structurally protects San Diego home values, deserves scrutiny. San Diego County's public school enrollment has fallen nearly 33,000 students over 8 years, a signal of families leaving the region. The county unemployment rate ticked up to 4.4% in June. ServiceNow cut 133 local jobs despite strong national revenue. MedImpact and Intrepid Studios have already accounted for 248 layoffs this year through WARN Act filings. Together, these data points describe a region potentially losing the moderate income professional households that have historically anchored the mid-tier housing market. Low inventory, analysts note, can reflect two very different conditions. Strong demand absorbing homes quickly, or potential sellers locked into 3% mortgages who refuse to list unless forced. If the latter is driving today's tightness, the apparent scarcity is a liquidity problem rather than a demand problem, one that could unwind sharply if those sellers eventually have to move. The countervailing argument rests on San Diego's hard geographic constraints: federal land, coastal boundaries, and topography that limit sprawl in ways few metros face. Those constraints have historically supported prices even during demand softening. Observers watching for early signs of a shift should track the gap between new listing volume and closed sales in monthly data from the San Diego Association of Realtors and the California Association of Realtors, as well as ongoing WARN Act filings from the region's tech and life sciences sectors.